Chapter 1. Frontier Fort. From the Foss Way westward to Isca Dumnoniorum, the road was simply a British trackway. Broadened and roughly metalled, strengthened by corduroys of logs in the softest places, but otherwise unchanged from its older state as it wound among the hills, thrusting farther and farther into the wilderness. It was a busy road and saw many travellers. Traders, country folk, tribesmen from farther west, strolling harpers and quack oculists, a hunter, a commissariat wagon going up and down to supply the Roman frontier post. The road saw them all, and the cohorts of the eagles for whom all other travellers must make way. There was a cohort of leather-clad auxiliaries on the road today, swinging along at the steady legion's pace that had brought them down from Isca Silurium at 20 miles a day. The new garrison coming to relieve the old one at Isca Dumnoniorum. At the head of the column marched the cohort commander, the pride that shone from him showing clearly that this was his first command. They were 600 yellow-haired giants recruited from the tribes of Upper Gaul, the finest auxiliary cohort ever to serve with the 2nd Legion. Newly